paint. Brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Got the sub-district championship game between Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic tonight from the Tiger Gym. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle, and coach, you got another crack at Central Catholic here tonight after losing to the Crusaders just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you know, we had a bad taste in our mouth after that game, and it was not a good performance that night for us. And they were the better team that night, but hopefully we've turned things around and can handle what they try to do and take away what they want to do, and it'll be a different outcome tonight.
Tied for fourth place in the wild card standings in Class C1, but that's something you really can't worry about and have a bounce in your mind throughout the game tonight, can you?
No, we want to definitely take care of what we can do here and win our district and not leave it in the hands of other teams. And so we're not even really looking at that right now. Just want to focus on what's in front of us.
Open up the sub-district with a big win over Central City the other night, 83-32, went on a 13-0 run, went on an 18-0 run in the first half, got out to a 50-12 lead, and pretty well coasted the rest of the way.
Yeah, we got off to a good start there again and scored 30 the second quarter. I think that's a pretty good quarter for us. And so 50-12 lead, we just put it on cruise control a little bit in the second half and got it over with.
Lexi Schmidt leads you guys in scoring 16 points, but the nice thing, I guess, everybody got in the ball game. Everybody scored.
Yeah, that was real nice. I think that's the first time that's ever happened since I've been at this school, is that everybody in the book scored. And so that was real nice to get those other girls some action. Sarah Getter had a nice game, and then Jamie Williams. And so, you know, just nice to get them out there and score in a district game.
You know, you had some concerns about your half-court offense after the ball game. Just talk about the problems you're having in the half-court.
Well, I think it's a lot mental. We play teams that are bigger than us. You know, anytime you see girls that are long and tall and athletic, it's going to pose problems for a lot of teams. And we're not that. We're small and we're quicker. But when we have to stay stationary, it can cause a problem. And you have to do a little bit better job. You have to be stronger. You have to get better passing angles and make good passes in the half court. And that's something we're going to really have to do tonight because they play a really good, solid zone defense.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about the Crusaders as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle. It's the Hawkettes and Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight for the sub-district championship at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. You talked about the Central Catholic zone defense before the break. It's a good one, a 1-3-1 zone defense. How do you attack that thing?
Well, I think we got to have some penetration and some good ball movement and some nice passes. And then we're going to look a little bit tonight to try to hit the short corner and the high post a little bit more often and try and get some scores there. Earlier in the season when we played them, we just seemed to struggle in all aspects of the game in the half court. And you know, we had a nice run there late. We were only down 2 points with 4 minutes to go, so we were in a good position, but it certainly wasn't our best performance.
Central Catholic had some success of switching defenses up on you guys the first time around. Are you more prepared this time to handle that?
I think so. And, it's not a case where we weren't prepared before. It's just it seemed like that conference tournament took a lot out of us that previous week. And you look back, and Aquinas lost their next game, and we lost our next game. So I think it can take a lot out of us, but it's no excuse. You got to come to play, and we definitely have to be ready tonight.
Other things, they outscored you from the free throw line by 12 points. Obviously, you got to keep the Crusaders off the line.
It is, and it's a big deal because the other night against Adams Central, they had 20 free throws the first half, and they do a nice job penetrating and attacking, and that's something we've really stressed that we have to stop that, is not let them get down the middle of the lane. Because they're darn athletic, and they either hit somebody that's open or they get fouled or even make a shot. And so that's one thing we're really focused on defense.
Easier said than done with Katie Brand. She scores 20 against you the first time around. Now, what's the key to stopping her?
Well, I think we have to take her right hand away. She's very, very quick and athletic, but she loves to go to the right side, and she's very good at it. And it's easier said than done, like you said, but that's where we have to start and try to limit her penetration, because when she goes down the lane, it makes it real tough for all the other girls. Do I help? Do I stop her? Or do I stay with my girl? And they have a lot of weapons on the outside that can hurt you.
Stop her. There's Liz McGowan. She had 22 against Adams Central the other night.
Yeah, she's one of their better scorers, too. And those two, I think they had 33 of the 47 the first time we played. And so, we have to do a good job on them. That's my key to the game, really, is what we do to stop those two girls. If we limit them to 20 or less, we're going to be in a good spot. If they go off for 30 or more, it's going to be tough.
Okay, Kyle.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
I'm Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Sonic lineups, a play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow-smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven-roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-through, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smoking.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Well, a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Tiger Gym. We're at Hastings High tonight. It's the championship ball game of the C16 Sub-District Basketball Tournament for the gals this evening. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on Grand Island Central Catholic for the second time this season. The Crusaders winning the regular season matchup over the Hawkettes just a couple of weeks ago by the score of 45-37. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Central Catholic coming in, a record of 15 wins, 8 losses on the season. They beat Adams Central the other night in the opening round of the sub-district tournament by the score of 52-29. Katie Brand and Liz McGowan really controlled the ball game for the Crusaders in that ball game. McGowan scoring 22 points against the Patriots. Central Catholic coming in, a record of 15 wins and 8 losses on the season. This is a team that is averaging 46.3 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 38.6 on the defensive end. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in after their win in the opening round of the sub-district over Central City the other night. Beat the Bison by a score of 83-32. St. Cecilia going on runs in the first quarter of 13-0 and 18-0. Got onto a 50-12 halftime lead and really coasted into the ballgame. The Hawkettes shot 70% from the floor in that ball game and forced 31 turnovers. Lexi Schmidt led the Hawkettes in scoring that night, 16 points. Everybody on the roster scored in that ball game for John Kyle and the Hawkettes. So a good matchup here in the sub-district championship ball game. The winner will move on to the district final coming up 1 week from tomorrow night on February 25th. And the winner of that ball game, of course, qualifies for the girls' state high school basketball tournament down in Lincoln coming up the first weekend of March. St. Cecilia is sitting in a little bit better position than Central Catholic is tonight. St. Cecilia is actually tied for fourth place in the wild card standings in the event they lose this ball game tonight in Class C1. Sandy Creek, who lost the other night, were upset in the opening round of the sub-district tournament. They have already garnered one of the wild card berths in Class C1. St. Cecilia is tied for fourth now in the standings behind Wahoo and Minden. The Hawkettes actually tied with Gordon Rushville for fourth place in the event they get upset here tonight. And then the Grand Island Central Catholic on down the list. They are number 9 as we start the ball game here tonight. So a good matchup between Central Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia tonight for the sub-district championship and the right to move on. Several other games going on tonight. They all got 7 o'clock starts with the exception of this one. Sutton has got a 12-9 lead over Superior. That in the finals of the sub-district down at Sandy Creek tonight. We understand Centura and Minden, they are tied up at 9 points apiece in the first quarter in the sub-district tournament up at Grand Island Northwest. We'll certainly keep you up to date on all those scores throughout the ballgame here tonight. So it's Central Catholic, Hastings St. Cecilia for the second time this season. This one for all the marbles here in the sub-district championship ballgame. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Fun food, nonstop sports action, breakfast served on the weekends, and play Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill. Rivals is celebrating its first anniversary Saturday, February 19th. Celebrate with food and drink specials and prizes all day, even some free refreshments. A live band starting at 9. The first anniversary celebration of Rivals Bar and Grill, Saturday, February 19th. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the playing of the national anthem as we get set for girls high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Again, a kind of a big day sporting-wise. The state high school wrestling championships going on in Omaha. And we'll check in with Doug Duda coming up at halftime here tonight. Get you an update on some of the area wrestlers and their competition here late this afternoon. So that's yet to come at halftime. Grand Island Central Catholic going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard here tonight. They'll be dressed in their dark blue uniforms with their North Carolina blue numerals here tonight. Their starting lineup will look like this. Sarah Golka is a 5'7" and senior. Golka did not score the other night against Adams Central. Katie Brand is a 6'1" junior. Brand is averaging 9 points per ball game. That's what she got the other night against the Patriots in round number one of this tournament. Also, Maggie Stump, a 6-foot senior. Maggie averaging 9 points per ball game. And Stump scored 6 points against AC on Tuesday. Liz McGowan is a 5'8" senior. McGowan averaging 12 points per ball game. She had a big night against the Patriots, scoring 22 the other night. And then the other starter, Jamie Partington, a 5'10" senior. Partington averaging 7 points per ball game. She scored 5 the other night against Adams Central. For Hastings St. Cecilia, they will go with Abby Jackson tonight, a 5'4" senior. Jackson averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds per game. Libby Kissinger is a 5'5" junior, averaging 4 points and 2.4 rebounds per game. Charisse Farmer is a 5'4" senior, averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds per game. She scored 12 points the other night against Central City. Lexi Schmidt is a 5'7" senior, averaging 13 points and 7 rebounds per game. She led the Hawkettes in scoring the other night with 16 points. And the other starter is going to be Tessa Kalupa tonight, a 5'7" senior. Tessa averaging 7.2 points per ball game and 3 rebounds per game. She scored 10 the other night against Central City. One other regular season starter has been Caitlin Earns. She did not play the other night against Central City. Sat out the ball game with an ankle injury. She is suited up tonight for the Hawkettes. And she's expected to play, although she would not get to start for John Kyle in his basketball game here tonight. So it's Central Catholic, Hastings St. Cecilia, the Class C1 Sub-District 6 Championship on the line tonight. And the winner moves on to the district final coming up next Friday night at a location to be determined. St. Cecilia 17-4 on the season. Grand Island Central Catholic at 15-8. St. Cecilia losing to Central Catholic just a couple of weeks ago, 45-37, what John Kyle told me was their worst game of the season. Central Catholic will shoot to our basket to our right. Hastings St. Cecilia dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Central Catholic controls the opening tip when the Crusaders have the ball for the first time here tonight. St. Cecilia will start off in a man-to-man defense. This is a big, tall lineup that St. Cecilia will face here tonight. Here's McGowan on the wing on the right side. Brings it out to the top of the key. That's going to be Maggie Stump with the ball. Brings it back down to Partington on the right side of the wing. Top of the key as they move the ball around. Top of the three-point circle. Here's McGowan going to drive the ball down the right side of the lane. Stops and throws up a 12-footer. No good. Rebound, Hastings St. Cecilia. Running back the other way is going to be Sharice Farmer. Bounce pass. They get the ball ahead. Now to Libby Kissinger. Back out to Sharice. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles across the top. Gets it to Abby Jackson. Looks like Central Catholic will start off in a zone defense here. A 1-3-1 zone defense. They play it very well. Sharice Farmer with the ball to Abby Jackson. Abby brings it over here to a Sharice Farmer. Dribble penetration. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Deflected away from Kissinger. Now a jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So the Hawkins will play things in. The game plan tonight for St. Cecilia, they're going to attack the short corner out of this 1-3-1 zone defense. That's where they went to get the ball. They had it down there, and Jackson lost control of it. Now Abby plays it in out to Lexi Schmidt, out to Sharice Farmer. Farmer takes it to the wing on the right side. Comes across the top to Libby Kissinger. Just underway. We're a minute into the ball game. Here's Abby Jackson. Jackson dribbling up high. Comes out down to Libby Kissinger. Libby looking to penetrate. Stomps out there. Goes over in the wing to Sharice Farmer. Entry pass. They get it to Tessa Kalupa. Back out here to Libby Kissinger. There's a jump pass to the far side. It goes to Jackson. She mishandles the ball. Picked up by Kalupa. Back out to Jackson. Now diagonal pass comes over here to Kissinger. Now to Sharice Farmer. We're a minute and a half into the ball game. St. Cecilia having a tough time penetrating this zone. Here's a pass that's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Brand. First turnover on St. Cecilia. So the Hawkettes very patient on their opening possession here, but they turn the ball over. Katie Brand comes up with the interception, and now the Crusaders of Central Catholic with the ball. Here's McGowan. She throws up a shot from the free throw line. Good. Liz McGowan just to the right of the free throw line scores there, and the Crusaders out on top by the score of 2-0 in the ball game. 6-10 remaining here in the first quarter. Here's Tessa Kalupa. Dumps it down low to Lexi Schmidt. Over here to Kissinger. Back outside to Farmer. Farmer thought about the three. Passed it up. Goes down to Kissinger. Back out to Farmer again. Here's Abby Jackson now on the wing. St. Cecilia looks a little tentative here. Here's a three-pointer thrown out by Kissinger from the corner. It's going to be no good. Rebound Jackson. Keeps it alive for the Hawkins. Out to Sharice Farmer. Now to Libby Kissinger again on the wing. Libby dribbles with the ball. Central Catholic just hunkers down in this 1-3-1 zone defense. Here's Jackson again. Diagonal pass comes out here to Kissinger. Down on the short baseline to Schmidt. Her shot is up and in. That's exactly where St. Cecilia wants to go, the short baseline. Lexi Schmidt cans one from about 10 feet away. And the Hawkins come back to tie the score now at 2 points apiece. Now St. Cecilia applies the pressure back here in backcourt. Maggie Stump with the ball for Central Catholic. Here's a pass. It's going to be deflected. It's loose. It's picked up by McGowan. Her pass is going to be knocked down. It's picked up out top again by Stump. Goes over on the left side. There's a shot taken. No good. Follow shot up there. No good by McGowan. And a foul is called. So St. Cecilia jars the ball loose there. But could not corral it. And now it's going to be a foul called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Tessa Kalupa. That's going to be her first. So going to the free throw line will be McGowan. She hit the field goal a minute or so ago. Now she hits a free throw. She is now 5 out of 11 on free throws here during the tournament. That's Chanel Farmer. Chanel Farmer coming into the ball game now. That's Jamie Partington at the free throw line, and not McGowan. All right, second shot is up there is good. So Jamie Partington hits a couple of free throws here for Central Catholic, and the Crusaders are out on top by a score of 4-2. Abby Jackson now with the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia. Lobs it down in the short corner. That's going to be Lexi Schmidt. Back out to Jackson. Jackson brings it out top. Comes across the top. Now to Sharice Farmer. Down in the corner to Chanel. To Sharice. Here's Abby Jackson. Jackson holds it out here. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner to Lexi Schmidt. Back out to Jackson. Swings it right side. Sharice Farmer. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Tessa Kalupa. Pass back out on top again to Sharice Farmer. To Abby Jackson. Down in the left corner. Chanel Farmer for three. Shot good. Chanel Farmer throws up the three ball, and St. Cecilia's got their first lead of the ball game now at 5-2, 4.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter from the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. Pressure by Chanel Farmer here in backcourt. Here's a Liz McGowan with the ball, brings it back to Maggie Stump. Down in the left baseline, here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound tapped around and goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. Partington throws a shot up from the left baseline that would not go. And now St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. The Hawkins out on top of Central Catholic. Class C1, 6, sub-district championship tonight, 5-4 the score. Bomb pass goes inside to Ernst. Ernst goes to Lexi Schmidt, down to Jackson. Jackson sends it back into the lane. It's mishandled by Lexi. Now a traveling violation is called as Central Catholic came up with the ball there. A traveling violation is called on the Crusaders as Jamie Partington couldn't control it. So St. Cecilia with a couple of turnovers here in the first quarter. Central Catholic has got two. And it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jackson plays it out way out on top to Chanel Farmer. Brings it back to Abby. Out to Chanel now. Two-handed pass comes to the near side. Cherise Farmer for three. Shots way off of the mark. No good. Ball is into the Coffin corner. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Central Catholic basketball. So Cherise Farmer throws up an air ball from three-point territory that would not go. Morgan Nicola comes into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. 3 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 5-4 the score. The Crusaders trailing, but Central Catholic has got the ball. Ball is tipped here in backcourt by Chanel Farmer. It is picked up by Maggie Stump. Stump still in backcourt. Now Central Catholic finally gets it across the midcourt stripe here as they set up against the man-to-man defense. Stump gets the ball back here on the right sideline. Shot for three is no good. Battle for the rebound. Goes out of bounds. St. Cecilia ball. Last touch down there by Central Catholic. Into the ball game now for Central Catholic is going to be Liz McGowan. She checks back in there for the Crusaders, and coming to the bench is going to be Stump. 3:35 to play here in the first quarter. 5-4 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawkins have the basketball down the right sideline. Kissinger has got it. Kissinger now to Jackson. Brings it to Chanel Farmer. Back to Abby Jackson. Comes across the top to Libby Kissinger down to the right baseline. Morgan Nicola. Cross-court pass comes over here to Jackson. Back out to Libby Kissinger. Back to Nicola. Shot from the short baseline. Good. Morgan Nicola scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and the Hawks go out on top by a score of 7-4 as we approach the three-minute mark now. Here's a shot taken by McGowan. It's no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia's Morgan Nicola. Flips the ball away to Libby Kissinger. She has it poked away. It is picked up here by Central Catholic. Long pass down to four to McGowan. She has it tipped out of her hands, out of bounds, and a foul called. Chanel Farmer is whistled for the personal foul, getting back on defense there for the Hawkettes. That's going to send McGowan to the free throw line. 2:55 to play here in the first quarter. 7-4 is the score. The Hawkettes out on top. Liz McGowan to the free throw line. Scored 22 the other night against Adams Central. She had 13 the last time these two teams played during the regular season. And shot is up there. It's going to be no good. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Cherise Farmer coming back in. Lexi Schmidt. Ernst and Jackson will come to the bench for head coach John Kyle. 7-4 the score. Hawkins leading by 3 points. McGowan's next free throw is up there. It's good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line, and now we got a timeout, Central Catholic. The Crusaders want to call a timeout, 2:55 to play here in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Central Catholic 5.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
Sarah Golka and Maggie Stump back into the ballgame now for Central Catholic. 7-5 is the score. Hawkins have the lead. Here's Cherise Farmer down the near sideline to Chanel Farmer. Back out to Cherise. Goes over to Libby Kissinger. Entry pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted here by Central Catholic. Comes back the other way. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted right back by Chanel Farmer. And she throws the ball away. Chanel goes over the top of the head of Cherise Farmer out of bounds. Abby Jackson comes back into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, replacing Morgan Nicola. So St. Cecilia forcing the turnovers in this ball game, but they can't capitalize at the other end. 2:32 to play. Central Catholic plays things in. Here's Maggie Stump down the left sideline. Stump back into the offensive scoring zone. Works against a much smaller Abby Jackson. Stump gets the ball away. Gets it to Golka. Now back out on top. Holding the ball out there is going to be McGowan. Here's a shot taken by Katie Brand that's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch there by, well, let's see, a jump ball is going to be called, and the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. But they're going to say Central Catholic touched it before it went out of bounds, so St. Cecilia will play things in with 2:14 to play here in the first quarter. Cherise Farmer brings it back now. Left-handed dribble, switches hands as she brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Cherise over to Abby Jackson. That is Sharice Farmer on the wing. Down in the right corner, that's going to be Chanel Farmer. Comes back on the top to Abby Jackson. Holds it. Finally comes over here on the wing. Left side to Lexi Schmidt. To Abby Jackson. Down to Sharice Farmer. Back to Abby. Near sideline, Chanel Farmer. Short baseline jumper is up there. Top of the mark. No good. Rebound chased down in the corner by Tessa Kalupa. Kalupa brings it down. Now to Sharice Farmer. Out to Abby Jackson. Entry pass. Lexi Schmidt. Down in the corner, Chanel Farmer to Abby. Now right side, Sharice Farmer. Down in the corner, Tessa Kalupa. Here's Farmer, Jackson, entry pass to get it inside. Shot is up and in. Lexi Schmidt scores. So safe to say, gets the offensive board. And then they use their patience again to get the ball inside. A little free throw line jumper by Lexi Schmidt. That's good. And now Central Catholic with a turnover. They have a traveling violation called. A traveling violation is called on Central Catholic. Going to go on Golka. Halftime score, Centura is leading Minden by a score of 26-22. And in the sub-district up at Grand Island Northwest tonight, Centura surprising state-ranked Minden 26-22 at halftime. There's an entry pass again for St. Cecilia that's deflected out of bounds. That's not good news for St. Cecilia. If Minden happens to lose that ball game, that would chew up the other wild card in Class C1, as Minden is also ahead of St. Cecilia. Sandy Creek has also garnered a wild card berth because they lost the other night. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted back the other way. That's going to be McGowan. He drives it, or she drives it, and a foul is going to be called on Jackson. So St. Cecilia turns the ball over. As the pass is intercepted by McGowan, and now Abby Jackson commits the personal foul back to the other end. So McGowan to the free throw line. She's got 3 points in the ball game thus far, one out of two from the free throw line. We're down to 59 seconds to play in the second quarter, and the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Liz McGowan is now 5 out of 13 from the free throw line during the sub-district tournament. She was 4 out of 10 the other night against Adams Central, averaging 12 points per ball game. McGowan's next free throw is up there. It's good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jamie Partington comes into the ball game now for Grand Island Central Catholic, replacing McGowan. 9-6 to score. St. Cecilia is still leading by 3 points here in the ball game. Here's Sharice Farmer with it to Abby Jackson. Back to Sharice. Down in the corner, Tessa Kalupa. They get it inside to Morgan Nikola. Out in the corner now to Tessa Kalupa. Her pass out top is going to be intercepted, and then the Crusaders lose the ball out of bounds. An uncontested layup coming back the other way. And losing the ball out of bounds is going to be Aaron Sorahan, who just checked in there for the Crusaders. So the Crusaders turn it over for the fifth time here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia's got 6. 9-6 is the score. Hawkins with the lead. Here's Sharice Farmer. Still out here in 3-point territory as Central Catholic extends out his zone defense. Looks like a 1-2-2 zone defense now for Central Catholic. They had some success in the regular season game switching up defenses on the Hawkins. Really confused St. Cecilia at times offensively. They started off 1-3-1. Now it looks like a 1-2-2 zone defense here for Grand Island Central Catholic. We're down to 12 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, Abby Jackson with the ball on the wing. Jackson sends over here to Sharice Farmer. Farmer sends it down in the corner to Tessa Kalupa. Dribbles inside and falls down with the ball. A foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Sarah Golka of Central Catholic. That's going to be her first non-shooting situation. That's only the first team foul in Central Catholic. So St. Cecilia will play things in with 2.7 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, they go down to Morgan Nikola on a baseline. Her shot is up at the end. Morgan Nikola hits one at the buzzer for St. Cecilia. That's her second field goal in the first quarter, and the Hawkettes will have a 5-point lead after one. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 11, Grand Island Central Catholic 6. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Central Catholic here tonight after the first quarter. St. Cecilia with the lead over Central Catholic by the score of 11-6. Down at Sandy Creek at halftime, Superior is leading Sutton by the score of 28-14. That in a sub-district championship game down there. Superior 28, Sutton 14. That ball game is at halftime. There's Central Catholic attacking. A shot goes down low. It's up and in. Maggie Stump. Stump just to the right of the basket. Scores there for Central Catholic. It's now an 11-8 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Lexi Schmidt and Morgan Nicklay scoring 4 points to lead the Hawkettes there in the first quarter. And now Central Catholic has gone to a man-to-man defense here against Hastings St. Cecilia. Abby Jackson comes out between the rings. Cherise Farmer trying to drive it. Takes it inside the three-point circle. Bounce pass. Goes to the wing on the right side to Tessa Kalupa. She mishandles the ball. It's picked up on the baseline. Kalupa out to Cherise Farmer. Brings it back to Tessa. Here's a shot from the wing. A three-pointer is put up there. It's no good. Long rebound is brought down here by Partington. Jamie Partington with a rebound. Here come the Crusaders now. Liz McGowan takes it to the free throw line. Her jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around and a foul is going to be called. McGowan misses one from the free throw line there for the Crusaders. And a foul here is going to go on Central Catholic. It's going to go on Partington. Jamie Partington picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number two on the Crusaders. 7:04 to play here in the first half. 11-8 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawkettes come back with the basketball. Abby Jackson working here in backcourt. Abby brings it into the offensive scoring zone down for the Hawkettes. Dribbles down the lane. Dishes off now to Nigla on the short baseline left side. Out to Tessa Kalupa. And Kalupa's pass to the far sideline is thrown out of bounds. Another turnover on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. The Hawkettes now with 8 turnovers in the first half. Central Catholic has got 6. Central Catholic hit only, 1 of 7 shots in the first quarter for 14%. St. Cecilia was 5 out of 8 for 63%. Central Catholic now attacking their offensive zone as Hastings St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Here's a shot from the corner. It's going to be up and in. A three-pointer put up there by Maggie Stump. Stump now with 5 points in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 11 points apiece as the Crusaders have come back to score the first 5 here in the second quarter. Here's Chanel Farmer. Lexi Schmidt at the free throw line. Lexi gives it up over in the wing on the right side. Abby Jackson. Abby puts it on the floor, and she has her pocket picked. Another turnover on St. Cecilia. Coming back the other way, driving for the hole, shooting and scoring is Katie Brand. Brand takes that one away from Jackson. And now it's a 13-11 ball game as Central Catholic has got the lead. 6 minutes to play here in the first half. Jackson with it. That is Chanel Farmer. Dribble penetration. Takes it into the lane. Throws the ball down in the corner. Almost out of bounds. Picked up there by Morgan Nicola. Back to the free throw line. A shot by Lexi is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. Here's a pass to the near sideline. They get the ball away now. That's going to be Maggie Stump with the ball. Maggie brings it out here to a Katie Brand. Picked up there by Chanel Farmer. Brand drives it to the top of the key. Gives it up now to Stump. Down in the right corner. McGowan. Her shot is up there. Hits the side of the glass and it goes out of bounds. 5:31 to play here in the second quarter. Morgan Nicola coming in now for St. Cecilia. Here comes Cherise Farmer back into the ballgame. Central Catholic has scored the first 7 points here in the second quarter after trailing 11-6 at the end of one. Now Central Catholic attacking here in backcourt. St. Cecilia breaks it. Chanel Farmer down the right sideline. Stops here on the wing. Chanel goes down in the corner. That's Nicola with the ball. Nicola holds it. Holds it. Comes out on top now to Lexi Schmidt. Ball high above her head, puts it on the floor, trying to drive right. Now gives it away out here to Cherise Farmer. Farmer holding the ball here for St. Cecilia, drives it inside the three-point arc. Bounce pass on the right side is going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Here come the Crusaders back the other way. Brand has got the ball. Brand moves it over to Partington. Now to Brand at the top of the key. Picked up by Farmer. Entry pass is going to be knocked down by Kissinger. And the ball is loose, and now we got a timeout call. The St. Cecilia came down with a possession. And a timeout is called by head coach John Kyle. 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Central Catholic 13, Hastings St. Cecilia 11.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
Centura leading Minden at halftime, 26-22. Ravenna is leading Shelton by the score of 33-24. Some other sub-district championship games going on. And we told you earlier that Superior was out on top of Sutton by the score of 28-14 that game at halftime. We are in the second quarter with 4:55 to play. It's 13-11. Crusaders have the lead. Chanel Farmer, left side of the lane, is called for the steps. Little indecision there on Chanel Farmer's part. Boy, that's 11 turnovers already, and safe to say here in the ballgame. Safe to say only averages 18 turnovers per ballgame on the year. They've got 11 already here in the first half. And it's 13-11. That was an unforced turnover, really. Nobody around for Central Catholic defensively. Those are the ones that hurt. Here's Liz McGowan with the ball now for Central Catholic. Dribbles inside the free throw line. Has the basketball stripped away. And it's picked up by Farmer. Coming back the other way with Abby Jackson. Abby's got it now. Back inside. Here's Schmidt. Her short jumper is up there in the lane. No good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Chanel Farmer. Farmer brings it down to Jackson. Circles around. Cuts it down the lane. Goes for the hole and she's fouling the play. St. Cecilia doing a good job on the boards here in the ballgame. They out-rebounded Central Catholic in the first quarter 4-1. But Central Catholic came up with six steals in that first quarter compared to only one for St. Cecilia. Kept them in the ball game. There's a shot from the free throw line by Jackson. It's going to be up and in. St. Cecilia had just two free throws the other night against Central City. Those are both fired up by Jamie Williams. Jackson is 75% foul shooter in the season. She hits a pair here. And now we're tied up at 13 points apiece in the second quarter with 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play. St. Cecilia now applying the pressure here in backcourt. This is going to be McGowan with the ball. McGowan gets it away now. Here's Brandon. Now she mishandles the ball. She tries to go to Maggie Stump, and the ball is picked up by Cherise Farmer. Farmer comes back the other way. That's a turnover on Central Catholic. They're seventh of the ball game. Abby Jackson in the wing on the right side. Takes it down on the baseline. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it to Schmidt on the low block left side of the ball. Tipped out of bounds there by the Crusaders. Hastings St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Waiting. They'll go to Lexi Schmidt. Her shot is up and in. Lexi right in front of the basket, just a little bit to the left side. Hits her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points, and the Hawkettes are out on top by a score of 15-13. There's a pass down to Katie Brand. Circles around, fires it down the left side of the lane. There's a shot taken by McGowan that's going to be no good. Rebound Schmidt. Now the pass goes to the far sideline down to Jackson. 3:45 to play in the second quarter. Hawkettes with a two-point lead. Here's Chanel Farmer, and now we got a whistle over here, and a foul is going to be called. Farmer trying to take the ball down on the baseline. And a foul here is going to go on McGowan of Central Catholic. That's going to be your first team foul, number four, on the Crusaders here in the ballgame. Morgan Nicola coming into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Jackson will play things in down here on the baseline. Way out on top to Morgan as she holds the ball. High above her head, two-handed pass comes over here to Farmer, brings it back to Nicola. Again, Nicola takes the ball up above her head, sends it down right side of the lane. Here's Lexi Schmidt, turnaround jumper, no good. The ball tapped around. It is picked up by Stump. Stump has got it now to Brand. Long pass down to four. They get it to Golka. Her off-balance shot is up there. It's no good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So Central Catholic gets a good look at the basket. They outraced the St. Cecilia defense, but Golka could not convert it to hole. 15-13 is the score. The Hawkettes with a two-point lead. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Libby Kissinger. Takes it right at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it inside now to Lexi Schmidt. Dribbles once. Brings it back out here to Libby Kissinger. Dribble penetration. Gives it up now. Back out to Nicola. Now left side to Farmer. Farmer puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. The ball is poked away here. Central Catholic has got it. Katie Brand pokes it away. Brand now gets the ball to a streaking Maggie Stump. It goes for the hole and scores. 12 turnovers on St. Cecilia. Maggie Stump now with 7 points in the ball game. We are tied up at 15 points apiece. 2:43 to play here in the second quarter. There's Morgan Nicola back inside to Schmidt. Her shot is up and in. Lexi's having a good ball game, working herself loose inside. She's now got 4 field goals, 8 points in the ball game for the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia back out on top 17-15. Here's Katie Brand with the ball now for Central Catholic. They move it back in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is tipped around. It's picked up by Golka on the far side. Falls down with it. And now throws it out on the right sideline to Stump, and it's an over and back violation. Stump goes down to a retrieve it, and she's whistled for the traveling, or the over and back violation. So it's going to be St. Cecilia playing things in. Tessa Kalupa back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. 2:14 to play here in the second quarter. 17-15. Hawkins with a 2-point lead. Here's a Cherise Farmer with the ball. Farmer brings it back into the offensive scoring zone here against the man-to-man defense. Jackson on the wing, right side. Comes over here to Tessa Kalupa, holds the ball. Tessa dribbles once, Sends over to Lexi Schmidt. Dribble penetration. Back out to Abby Jackson. Down low. Tessa grabs it. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound. No good by Ernst. And then she has the basketball tipped away. It's picked up by Sarah Golka. So St. Cecilia with a couple of shots at point blank range. They couldn't convert. Here come the Crusaders back the other way. And Katie Brand is going to be hit with an offensive foul. A push off here. She was coming into the offensive zone. So Brand gets hit with a personal foul. 17-15 is the score. They're going to say a traveling violation. No foul there. St. Cecilia will play things in off of the far sideline. Caitlin Ernst will get it in now for St. Cecilia. Gets it into Abby Jackson. Brings it across the midcourt stripe again. Central Catholic is still in the man-to-man defense. Here's Schmidt. Entry pass to get it to Farmer. Down left side of the lane. Here's Jackson. Her shot from 12 is good. Abby Jackson scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. And St. Cecilia has opened up a four-point lead, 19-15. Here's Golka with the ball now for Central Catholic down the near sideline. They get it here. Here's a long-range jumper put up by McGowan. No good. Rebound comes down to Kalupa. St. Cecilia with a four-point lead and the basketball. Kalupa down the right side. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Gets it now into the hands of Jackson. Jackson now to Ernst. Rockets a pass inside and right through the fingertips of Chanel Farmer out of bounds. Aaron Sorahan coming into the ball game now for Central Catholic, replacing Sarah Golka. Libby Kissinger coming in. Ernst coming out. 1:03 to play here in the second quarter. 19-15. Hastings St. Cecilia with a four-point lead. Central Catholic back with the ball. Here's a Katie Brand. Lobs it into the lane. It's going to be mishandled. It's going to be tipped. It is recovered here by McGowan. Her shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawkins come back the other way. Chanel Farmer down to Jackson. Jackson on the dribble. Takes it down on the baseline. Sends it back right side of the lane. And her shot is up and in. Tessa Kalupa scores a little eight-footer off the right side of the lane. She scores. And the Hawkins are out to a six-point lead now at 21-15. Hawkins pressuring here in backcourt. Central Catholic brings it into the offensive zone. Brand dumps it down low on the left side to Partington. Back out to Brand. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kissinger. Long pass ahead to get it to Chanel Farmer. She grabs it, puts a girl in the air, and now drives it to the hole, and a bounce pass is going to be kicked out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in. Hawkins have scored the last 6 points here in the ballgame. It's now a 21-15 contest. Here's an inbounds pass. They get it to Nicola, and her shot is up and in. Did not look like Central Catholic was ready for that one. Morgan Nicola gets it on the inbounds pass and puts it right through the hole for third field goal of the ballgame. 23-15 is the score. Nice little run here by the Hawkettes. Driving inside his stump, has the basketball stripped away. It's picked up by Jackson, and that's the end of the second quarter. Stump trying to drive the ball in the hole as it's stripped away right at the last second. Recovered there by the Hawkettes. An 8-0 run for St. Cecilia at the end of the second quarter, and the Hawkettes will have the lead here at halftime. The score is St. Cecilia 23, Grand Island Central Catholic 15.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at halftime, 23-15 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. 11-6 at the end of the first quarter. In fact, we got into the second period. We were tied up at 11 as Central Catholic scored the first 5 points of the second period. actually went ahead 13-11. We were tied up at 13 and tied up at 15 in the ball game. And then St. Cecilia scores the last 8 points of the second quarter, and that's our halftime score. It's 23-15. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. Scoring in the first half, Lexi Schmidt has got 4 field goals. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Morgan Nicola has got 6. Abby Jackson has got 4. Chanel Farmer has got 3, and Tessa Kalupa has got 2 points. St. Cecilia 2 out of 2 from the free throw line in the first half of play. The Crusaders are 4 out of 6 from the charity stripe. They're being led by Maggie Stump with 7 points. Liz McGowan has got 4, 2 points for Jamie Partington, and 2 for Katie Brand. So St. Cecilia out of top of the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders in the C16 sub-district championship ball game here at Hastings High. It's the Hawkettes 23 and Grand Island Central Catholic 15. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to check in with Doug Duda. He's down at the Quest Center in Omaha, down at the State High School Wrestling Championships. So we'll get an update on how some of the area wrestlers are doing here in the session number 2 at the Quest Center. So we'll take a break and we'll check in with Doug. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Ready for basketball tonight. We're into the Class B and C opening round. We're into the upper weights now. We're through 171. So let's take a look at Class B and C for the area. And we'll start at 160, where Bryce Lewis of Minden is a winner in 1 minute and 12 seconds. Jared Kruger of Red Cloud Blue Hill, a winner by pin in 1 minute 43. Austin Wilson begins his trek for a third consecutive state title, a first period win by pin in 1 minute and 22 seconds. Let's go back to 152 pounds, and we'll go to Jack Rafferty of Minden. He is a winner, 12-3. So both Minden wrestlers, the two that came, both were winners. James McNally of Donovan Trumbull loses by a pin in 1 minute 13. At 145 pounds, Cale Olson of Red Cloud lost by a pin in the first period. Back at 140 pounds, Ryan Alexander of Adams Central drops his opening match as he is defeated by a score of 8-2. Tyler Hancock of South Central Unified lost by a pin in 226. Moving on now to the 135-pound weight class, we will go to Cody Gilliland of Adams Central, a winner by pin in 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Heath Maurer of Donovan Trumbull, a winner by pin in 441. At 130 pounds, we go to Class C, and from the area, Joe Tickle of Hastings St. Cecilia, also winner by pin in 1 minute and 52 seconds. A couple of other, Robert Hoy of South Central Unified wins 4-3 at 125 pounds in Class C, and Christian Berry of Adams Central a winner by pin in 4 minutes and 30 seconds. From the state meet in Omaha, I'm Doug Duda.
Is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. Halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 23-15. Shooting numbers in the first half, St. Cecilia 10 out of 20 from the field for 50%. Grand Island Central Catholic hit only 4 out of 19 for 21%. St. Cecilia and three-pointers hit 1 out of 3 for 33%. The Crusaders were 1 out of 5 for 20%. Rebounds, Hastings St. Cecilia getting the job done on the boards tonight. The Hawkins with 11 rebounds compared to 4 for Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Cecilia had 5 offensive rebounds and 6 on defense. Central Catholic with only 1 offensive rebound and 3 on defense. Turnovers, St. Cecilia with 14 in the first half compared to 12 for Grand Island Central Catholic. The Hawkins came up with 5 steals in the first half compared to 9 for Grand Island Central Catholic. From the free throw line, St. Cecilia 2 out of 2. Central Catholic was 4 out of 6 for 67%. Nobody with a blocked shot so far in the ball game. Checking some other scores, it is Centura leading Mindanao at the end of the third quarter by a score of 41-33. Centura 41, Minden 33. At last check, Superior had a lead over Sutton by a score of 28-14. Well, other sub-district basketball tournaments going on here tonight. And also at the end of the third quarter, Shelton is trailing Ravenna by the score of 45-13. 23-15 here. It's Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll come back. We've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 23-15 is our score. Hastings St. Cecilia using an 8-0 run at the end of the second quarter to get them out to a little bit of a lead here as we start the third quarter. It was 11-6 in favor of the Hawkettes after one. Lexi Schmidt leading the way for St. Cecilia so far. She's got 8 points in the ballgame. Maggie Stump has got 7. For Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Cecilia with the opening possession here of the second half. We'll shoot to our basket to our right. Here's Cerise Farmer driving the ball behind his screen. And now we got a foul called. A foul is going to go here on Liz McGowan. She runs into that screen. That was Kalupa who sent the screen out here right at the top of the three-point circle. Second foul on Liz McGowan. First one of the Crusaders here in the second half of play. Here's Cerise Farmer with the ball now for St. Cecilia out here in three-point territory. Central Catholic will start off in a man-to-man defense here in the second half. Farmer. And now we got a timeout call as Farmer had a tough time getting rid of the basketball. And John Kyle saves the possession here and calls an early timeout. Wow, just 21 seconds into the third quarter. We've got a timeout with the score St. Cecilia 23, Grand Island Central Catholic 15.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, here's AC Saint to say again in their half-court offense. Libby Kissinger has got it here on the near sideline out to Tussie Halupa. To the far sideline is Sharice Farmer. Central Catholic in a man-to-man defense here. John Kyle was not happy with the half-court offense the other night against the Central City. Still a work in progress. Here's a dribble penetration. Now they dump it down to Jackson on the baseline. Out to Tuscaloosa. Drives the ball down to Lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down. The ball is recovered here by Central Catholic. Back up the floor is McGowan. She loses control of the ball. Tipped into the backcourt. Picked up by St. Cecilia. Jackson now from 17. Her shot is up there. She banks one home. Abby Jackson scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game. That's 13 turnovers now on Central Catholic. And St. Cecilia is out to a 10-point lead. 25-15. Here's Katie Brand with the ball. Dribbles left to right across the lane. Moves the ball down on the baseline. Comes out on top now. Holding the ball out there is Katie Brand. Brand goes over on the right wing. That's going to be McGowan. McGowan comes over here now to Katie Brand. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Here's Partington with the ball. Partington now on the wing on the right side to Golka. Comes out now to Katie Brand. Brings it back on the right side. Here's a jumper put up there by Stump. Way off the mark. No good. Maggie Stump misses badly. And the rebound comes down to Cerise Farmer down the right sideline. Farmer right-handed dribble comes across the top to Kalupa. Holds it. To Jackson, bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be kicked there by Central Catholic, and St. Cecilia will play things in underneath their own basket. Aaron Sorahan comes into the ball game now for Grand Island Central Catholic at the 6:14 mark of this third quarter. She's going to replace Golka. 25-15. Here's Lexi Schmidt. St. Cecilia's got the lead here in the third. Libby Kissinger, cross-court pass goes over to Jackson. Jackson down to Cerise Farmer, brings it back to Abby. On the wing on the left side, back out now to Farmer. Farmer holds it, brings it back to Jackson. And now Central Catholic changing up their defense again. They've gone back to a zone defense here. Libby Kissinger from the deep left corner. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound brought down there by Central Catholic. Running back the other way. It's going to be Sorahan. Gets the ball away now to Brand. She drives it down the right side of the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Kissinger with a reach in there for St. Cecilia. I think got her on the arm. Libby Kissinger picks up her first personal. That's going to be team foul number one on the Hawkettes. Central Catholic will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They just lob it in the lane here as they get it to Stump. Then back down low. A shot is up and in. Maggie Stump scores there. They got it into Katie Brand, who got it back down to Maggie Stump. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted by McGowan. She comes back the other way. Here's a shot from the elbow. It's going to be up there around the rim. Falls off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Brand. Ball is shot good. Katie Brand with the offensive board and the putback. And just like that, we got ourselves a six-point ball game. 25-19, Hawkettes out on top. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Cerise Farmer brings it over here to Libby Kissinger. Tessa Kalupa, not a Libby, back here to Abby Jackson, deep in the corner on the right side. Comes out to Cerise Farmer. Farmer holds it, now down in the corner on the baseline. Lexi Schmidt out to Cerise Farmer, now to Libby Kissinger again. Man to man. Nope, it's going to be a zone defense this time for Central Catholic. Abby Jackson puts it on the floor, dribbles up high. Jackson holds it. Jackson holds it, two-handed pass, comes out on top now. Libby Kissinger, we're down to 4:46 to play in the third quarter. Entry pass, they get it to Schmidt, right at the free throw line. She's got to get rid of it. Now to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger behind his screen from Schmidt. Now a bounce pass goes inside to Lexi. Out to Abby for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound is going to be loose and is picked up here by Central Catholic. With the ball is going to be Brand. Gets around Cerise Farmer into the offensive scoring zone. Gets it over on the wing to Liz McGowan. Now to Brand again. 25-19, Hawkettes up to a six-point lead. Maggie Stump has got the ball now for Grand Island Central Catholic. Stump gets it out to Partington. Partington now to the right sideline. They bring it up high on the block now. There's a pass back out to Stump in three-point territory. Stump now to Katie Brand as they work against the St. Cecilia man-to-man. There's a feed down low, and his son is going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Sorahan. Fighting for the ball, and that jump ball is going to be called. They got the ball down to Sorahan. She had a nice look for the basket there. Could not finish, and then a jump ball is called. The arrow pointing in favor of Central Catholic, so the Crusaders will play things in. 25-19 is the score. St. Cecilia with a six-point lead. There's a pass back to Maggie Stump. Kicks it back outside. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound by Brand. Foul shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Abby Jackson runs her back the other way. Long pass down to four. To Schmidt, out to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger brings it outside now to Abby Jackson. Entry pass to Morgan Nicola. Down to Cherise Farmer. Back outside to Jackson at the top of the key. Central Catholic now in a man-to-man defense as they keep switching up there on the Hawkeyes offense. Jackson back outside. Dribbling with the ball. Comes across the top to Chanel Farmer. Here's a pass in the way. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. A turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. Central Catholic comes back the other way with the basketball. That's Sorehand with it. She has it tipped away from behind. Ball is loose. It's picked up by Brand, and now we got a foul called. Personal foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Cherise Farmer. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on the Hawkeyes here in the second half. 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play. St. Cecilia with a 25-19 lead over Central Catholic tonight. Here's Sarah Golka back into the ball game. She's got it on the wing on the left side. Dribbles out here into three-point territory. Gets it out of the hands of Katie Brand. Brand down on the baseline here on the left side. That's Partington. Partington dribbles once, and now she's in trouble as she works against Nicola. Partington sends the left side of the lane to Stump. She tries to return it back to Partington, and the ball is kicked out of bounds there by Morgan Nicola. 2:54 to play here in the third quarter, 25-19. Here comes McGowan back into the ballgame. Liz McGowan back in there now for Central Catholic. Going to the bench will be Aaron Sorehan. St. Cecilia scored only, 2 points so far. Here in this second half of play, it's 25-19. Here's Maggie Stump with the ball down on the baseline on the left side. Brand, she tries to drive it. The ball poked away by Nicola. It's loose. It's picked up by Brand out of Partington. Back outside. They get it to Maggie Stump. Over on the right side, here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by McGowan. Rebound comes down to Cherise Farmer. Farmer on the dribble now for St. Cecilia. Brings it back into the offensive zone. Abby Jackson holds it. Ball high above her head. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline. That's a Chanel Farmer. Three-pointer is put up there. It ends. Second three-pointer of the ball game for Chanel Farmer. That gives St. Cecilia now a 9-point lead again. 28-19. We're down to 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, Central Catholic with the ball. Working against the St. Cecilia man-to-man defense this time. There's McGowan. Bounce pass goes inside of Partington. Turnaround jumper is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Nicola down the far sideline. Gets the ball ahead. Now to Cherise Farmer. Dumps it off inside to Farmer. Chanel Farmer's shot's up there. No good. Ball loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touchdown there by Stump. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Libby Kissinger comes back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Also Sarah Golka coming in for Central Catholic. A minute and 49 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 28-19. Here's a pass that comes inside. A shot taken by Lexi Schmidt, knocked out of her hands. Picked up by Central Catholic. Back the other way. A driving layup is up there. It's going to be no good by Sorehand. Ball tipped around. It's picked up by Central Catholic, and the shot is up and in. Now we got a timeout called. So Sorehand misses the first one. She got the offensive board back and puts it down through the hole for Central Catholic. We've got a timeout now from the Crusaders. A minute 37 left here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score St. Cecilia 28, Central Catholic 21.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Tiger Gym, 1:37 to play here in the third quarter, 28-21. St. Cecilia with a lead over Central Catholic. Tom Dinsdale, Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island, is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that Blue is coming up on April 9th. So it's 11-6 in favor of St. Cecilia at the end of the first quarter, 23-15, Hawkeyes at halftime. It's now 28-21, Central Catholic down by 7. St. Cecilia's got the ball back here. Abby Jackson down the near sideline, lobs it to Chanel Farmer in the offensive zone. Chanel puts it on the floor. Dribbles it to the left side, stops, looks, goes over to Libby Kissinger. Circles around out here in three-point territory. Libby with the ball, bounce pass now to Jackson. St. Cecilia calls the play here as they work against his zone defense this time for Central Catholic. Entry pass to Lexi Schmidt. Now to Jackson. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Gonka. Gonka gets it away now on the far sideline. That's going to be turnover number 17 on the Hawkeyes in the ballgame. Katie Brand now for Central Catholic. Dribble penetration. Throws it over on the wing to McGowan. Back outside. That's Stump with the ball. Stump dribbles once. Rainbow pass comes to the near sideline. Gulka can't handle it. Tries to save it. Does, but right into the hands of Libby Kissinger. Long pass down to Florida Farmer. Her shot is up there and in. So now Farmer now with 8 points in the ball game as Central Catholic turns the ball away for the 14th time here in the ball game. And St. Cecilia is back out to a 9-point lead now at 30-21. Hawkins have led by as many as 10 points in the ball game. Here's a shot taken from 3-point territory. No good by Bram. Rebound comes down to Schmidt. Now to Libby Kissinger. Now to Chanel Farmer. Shot good and two fouls. Safe to say, a good job in the transition, getting the ball out of there. Chanel Farmer is streaking to the hole, scores, and she is fouled in a play. And now St. Cecilia's got their biggest lead of the ball game at 32-21 with 26 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The personal foul goes on Brand. That's going to be her first. So St. Cecilia closed the second quarter on an 8-0 run. They're doing the same thing here in the third. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in by Chanel. She's now got 11 points in the ball game, and it's 33-21. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. 20 seconds to go now as Central Catholic works with it in their offensive zone. Here's Brand, goes inside to Stump. Her shot is up and in. Maggie Stump scores on a short jumper in the lane. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. It's back to a 10-point lead for the Hawkettes. 33-23, 8 seconds to play. There's a bounce pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted right side of the lane. They get the ball ahead now to Maggie Stump. Stump throws up a 30-footer. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. The Hawkettes ended up outscoring the Crusaders in the quarter 10-8. They increased their lead now to 10 points after three quarters. Hastings St. Cecilia 33, Grand Island Central Catholic 23.
Protein Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteindesign.com.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 33-23 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead as we start the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with the opening possession. Tessa Kalupa, her pass outside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by McGowan. She has problems with the dribble. Now picks it up right at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it right side of the lane. It's going to be tipped. McGowan picks it back up. Now to Katie Brand, top of the key. Drives it, gives it up. Now to Partington. Shot from 17. Good. Jimmy Partington scores on a St. Cecilia turnover. The Hawkettes now have 18 turnovers in the basketball game. Here's another one. That's number 19 as they turn it over in backcourt. Picks up here. Here's a shot up and in by Liz McGowan. McGowan now is 6 points in the ball game. It's now 33-27. 7.5 minutes to play here in the ball game. Now we got a timeout called. Nope, it's going to be a foul down here on the baseline. A foul is going to be called down here on Jamie Partington of Grand Island Central Catholic. That's going to be her second team foul, number 3 on the Crusaders. Here comes Kissinger back into the ball game, and Abby Jackson. 7:19 to play in the fourth quarter. Now 33-27. Central Catholic back to within 6 points. Abby Jackson to play things in. The pass is going to be deflected, and the ball's going to be brought out of there by Brand. Katie Brand coming back the other way for the Crusaders. Dribbles it, sends it down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by St. Cecilia, so it's going to be Central Catholic playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 7:11 to play in the ball game. Here's Liz McGowan with the ball. Dribbles up high on the block. Double team gets the ball away now to Maggie Stump, now to Brand. Entry pass to Stump. Her shot's going to be blocked down there by Nicklin. A foul is going to be called. Morgan Nicklin is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be the first one on Nicklin. Going to the free throw line for Central Catholic, Maggie Stump. St. Cecilia's done a good job, and the big shooters for the Crusaders. Stump has got 11. McGowan's only got 6 points in the ballgame. Stump hits this free throw. She is now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line during the sub-district tournament. The St. Cecilia lead is now 5 points at 33-28. As St. Cecilia has allowed 6 straight points here as Stump hits the second one. It's now 33-29. This is as close as the Crusaders have been for a while at the 6:56 mark of the ballgame. Therese Farmer with the ball, now to Abby Jackson. Jackson holds it. Central Catholic in a man-to-man. Abby drives it down the lane. Her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Jackson driving the ball into the hole. She's knocked down. No foul called there, but her pass was deflected out of bounds. St. Cecilia will play things in. 6:45 to play in the fourth quarter. It's 33-29. Morgan Nicola tries to return the pass back to Jackson. The ball tipped around and is picked out of there by Brand of Central Catholic. 20 turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia to Golka. Comes out to Katie Brand. Two-handed pass. Goes to McGowan. Brings it back to Brand right through her fingertips into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up here by Jackson. Abby's got it now in the Central Catholic turnover. To Tessa, rather to Alexi Schmidt. Her pass across the wing is going to be intercepted right back. St. Cecilia having a tough time getting into the hole here tonight. And now we've got a whistle and a timeout called here by Central Catholic. We got a timeout, Central Catholic, 6 minutes and 16 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 33, Grand Island Central Catholic 29.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 6 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. 33-29, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. This is the Class C1 Sub-District 6 Championship on the line here tonight at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. Central Catholic with the ball, a chance to slice into this lead right here. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Here's a Stump, takes the ball down low. Now an entry pass back to Stump, and her shot is up and in. Maggie Stump scores right in front of the hole there for Central Catholic. She's now got 15, and it's now 33-31. 6 minutes to play here in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with it on their offensive end. Morgan Nicola goes down to Alexi Schmidt inside the three-point arc. Now back outside is Cherise Farmer. Dribble penetration. Her pass is going to be intercepted again. Intercepted by Maggie Stump. And here come the Crusaders with a chance to pull ahead with a three-point field goal. Down the right sideline is Liz McGowan. Entry pass to Stump. Her shot is up there. Good. We're tied. Maggie Stump scores. Stump with 17 in the ballgame. And we're now tied up at 33 points apiece and a timeout from John Kyle. 5 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic has come back from 10 points down here in the second half of play. St. Cecilia now has not even attempted a shot so far here in the fourth quarter. 5:26 to play in the fourth. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 33, Grand Island Central Catholic 33.
Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Fun food, nonstop sports action, breakfast served on the weekends, and play Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill. Rivals is celebrating its first anniversary Saturday, February 19th. Celebrate with food and drink specials and prizes all day, even some free refreshments. A live band starting at 9. The first anniversary celebration of Rivals Bar and Grill, Saturday, February 19th. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia has not even attempted a shot here in the fourth quarter. They have got 6 turnovers. And they're going to have six steals. Central Catholic with 6 steals. St. Cecilia with 6 turnovers here in the fourth quarter. And the Hawkins have not even attempted a shot yet. 5 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the ballgame. We're tied up at 33 points apiece. C1-6 sub-district championship here tonight from the Tiger Gym. And now St. Cecilia comes back with the basketball. Dribbling without here is going to be Cherise Farmer. Farmer lobs it down in the corner to Abby Jackson. Abby works against the zone. Rainbow pass comes out on top to Kissinger. There's a pass again to the high post. It's going to be tipped away and picked up by Stump. Another turnover on St. Cecilia without getting a shot away. And now the Crusaders with a chance to pull ahead. Maggie Stump with the ball down in the left corner. Here's a shot by Sorahan. Good three-pointer. Aaron Sorahan Now with 5 points in the ball game, and the Crusaders go out on top of the score of 36-33. 4 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the ball game. Here's Libby Kissinger down in the corner on the right side. Holds the ball. Two-handed pass out on top of Jackson. Fates drives it down the right side of the lane. Loses control of the ball. It's going to be knocked out of her hands out of bounds. So the Crusaders have come from 10 points down here in the second half. They've now got a three-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 36-33. The Hawkettes will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Centura has beaten Minden tonight 45-43. 45-43, Centura has defeated Minden tonight in high school basketball. Cherise Farmer with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Out on top to Chanel Farmer. She drives it in the lane. Over to Abby Jackson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. Ernst had it. It is picked up here by Jamie Partington. Comes over here on the near sideline out of Maggie Stump. 4 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Central Catholic has got the lead. This could be a devastating blow here for the Hawkettes if they cannot come out on top of this one, as Minden and Sandy Creek have both lost in Class C1 during the sub-districts. They likely will get the wild card berths now in Class C1 for the state tournament. St. Cecilia will need a win here tonight. Here's a Katie Brand with the ball. Out in 3 point territory. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Here's a Maggie Stump with the ball. Maggie brings it back out here to Katie Brand. Here's a pass that's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Chanel Farmer of St. Cecilia. Hawkettes come back with the ball. On the left side now is going to be Cherise Farmer. Farmer holds it. Farmer holds it. Comes back out on top now to Jackson in 3 point territory. Near sideline, Tessa Kalupa. High post. They get it to Ernst. Outside now. Here's a long range jumper by Cherise Farmer. No good. And the ball is brought down here by Maggie Stump. Stump gets it away. Now to Brand. Hustles down the near sideline. The Crusaders have a 3 point lead. 36-33. Central Catholic with the ball and the lead. Out on top, Central Catholic will work with it now against a man-to-man defense. Here's a Katie Brand. Brand out on top. Here's another three-pointer put up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound, Partington tied up in the lane. Jump ball is going to be called. The arrow pointing in favor of Central Catholic. So Centura has beaten Minden tonight 45-43. Sandy Creek lost the other night in the opening round of the sub-district tournament, so those two teams likely would be the wild card teams in Class C1. St. Cecilia is sitting fourth in the standings, but it's not going to make any difference. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by McGowan. And now we got a jump ball called, and this time the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so a jump ball is calling the rebound. So the two wild cards are going to be spoken for in C1. St. Cecilia's got to win this ball game to have any hopes of qualifying for the state tournament. Right now, the Hawkettes are trailing 36-33. We got 3 minutes to play here in the ball game. Cherise Farmer has got the ball. Cherise out here in 3 point territory. Comes over to Chanel Farmer. Farmer dribbles it to the top of the key. Bounce pass goes to the left side. That's going to be a Morgan Nikla. She sends it over here to Chanel Farmer. Dribble penetration. Little 10 footers up there. No good, and she's fouling the play. And now Farmer goes to the free throw line. So now Farmer goes to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Katie Brand. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Crusaders. To the free throw line will be Farmer. She's got 11 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there, and the shot is no good. Boy, Saints to say it. They got to the free throw line only twice the other night against Central City. That is the fourth free throw right here in this ball game by Chanel Farmer. She's now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jackson was the only other person to get to the free throw line tonight. 36-33. Here's the next shot. Is up there. That one is short. Rebound loose and is picked up there by Maggie Stump of Grand Island Central Catholic. Stump gets the ball away to Liz McGowan. McGowan. And now we got a timeout called. Andy Ansbach wants to call a timeout for Grand Island Central Catholic. Hawkettes could be in trouble here. 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, we've got a break with a score. Grand Island Central Catholic 36. Hastings St. Cecilia 33.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Against Centura beat Minden tonight in the girls' sub-district basketball tournament, 45-43. 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play here. We're at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. Grand Island Central Catholic has come from 10 points down here in the second half. The Crusaders out on top by a score of 36-33. St. Cecilia with seven turnovers here in the fourth quarter. Seven turnovers, no shot attempts so far for St. Cecilia. Check that, three shot attempts for St. Cecilia, seven turnovers. As Central Catholic has turned up the heat here in the fourth quarter, it's now 36-33. Grand Island Central Catholic out on top, and the Crusaders have the basketball. McGowan has got it out here. St. Cecilia stays man-to-man. Chanel Farmer will guard her. Back outside. Here's Sora. Hand shot for three is going to be no good. The long rebound comes out to Abby Jackson. Jackson down the left sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. St. Cecilia now down by 3 points. 2:19 to play. Central Catholic in a man-to-man defense. Abby on the dribble now for St. Cecilia. Comes to the near sideline. Dribbles back out here in the three-point territory. Comes to Sharice Farmer. Farmer, that is Chanel. Chanel Farmer dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Lexi Schmidt. Holds the ball. Lexi now to Libby Kissinger. Dribble penetration. Takes it to the free throw line. Now to Jackson. Jackson takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Abby Jackson scores for St. Cecilia. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia now within 1 point. 36-35 with a 1:48 left here in the fourth quarter. Down the near sideline is McGowan. McGowan being hocked out here by Chanel Farmer. St. Cecilia needs the ball. They're down by one. Here's Katie Brand. Her pass is going to out of bounds on the far sideline. Down in the corner, they throw it out of bounds. So a big turnover there for the Crusaders. And now St. Cecilia has got the ball with a minute and 36 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, they're trailing in the ball game by a score of 36-35. Hawkettes will play it in here in backcourt. Central Catholic pressuring. Sharice Farmer dribbles behind her back to get into the offensive zone. Nearly lost the ball. Now Farmer gets it over here to Morgan Nikla. On the deep wing on the right side, two-handed pass goes down low. That's Tessa Kalupa. On the dribble, brings it out into three-point territory. There's a feed back outside to Abby Jackson. 1:17 to play, 36-35. Crusaders have a one-point lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Cerise Farmer. Has it tipped away. Cerise picks it up on the far sideline. Dribbles inside the ring. Stops. Comes over to Jackson. Jackson takes it down to the baseline. Dumps it off inside. The ball goes ricocheting off of the glass and is picked up here by Central Catholic. Jackson trying to dump it off inside, and it goes ricocheting off the glass, and Central Catholic picks it up. 53 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 36-35. The Crusaders have a one-point lead. Central Catholic with the ball in their offensive zone. This is McGowan. McGowan picked up by Jackson. Liz, and now she's going to be fouling the play. McGowan trying to get rid of it out here. And a foul is going to be called, and Hastings St. Cecilia. A foul is going to go on Sharice Farmer. That's going to be her second. St. Cecilia had a 10-point lead early in the third quarter at 25-15. It is now 36-35. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead. Crusaders will inbound the ball off of the far side to get it to Katie Brand. Brand gets it now to Liz McGowan, brings it back to Brand. St. Cecilia needs the ball. Dribble penetration by Brand. Dumps it down on the baseline. Stump can't handle the ball. Goes out of bounds. A turnover on Central Catholic as Stump can't handle the pass down on the baseline. The Crusaders give it back now to St. Cecilia. 31 seconds to play and a timeout now from head coach John Kyle. The Hawkettes want to talk it over. 31.3 seconds to play. Central Catholic turns the ball over. St. Cecilia's door is open. We've got a break. The score, Grand Island Central Catholic 37. Hastings St. Cecilia, 35.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 31.3 seconds to play. Did I say 37? That's not the case. It's 36-35. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that blue is coming up on April 9th. So now St. Cecilia with 31.3 seconds to play. A field goal here would give them a lead. St. Cecilia's got it. Central Catholic will attack right at the 10-second line. Sharice Farmer with the ball. Farmer pulls it. Comes over here to Abby Jackson on the wing. Jackson now drives it toward the hole. Her shot is going to be up there. Good. St. Cecilia with a lead. Abby Jackson gets the field goal with 16 seconds to play. And we've got a timeout now from Central Catholic. Abby Jackson hits a driving layup with 16.9 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. That gives St. Cecilia the lead now, and we've got a timeout. Hastings St. Cecilia 37, Grand Island Central Catholic 36.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 17.5 seconds to play. Actually, they put on a couple of ticks on the clock there. So 17.5 seconds to play. 37-36 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead. A driving layup by Abby Jackson. So now St. Cecilia has got to give a couple of fouls here before they would send Central Catholic to the free throw line. They've got only 14 fouls here in the second half, so they can foul Central Catholic. The Crusaders will inbound the ball here in backcourt. St. Cecilia will attack back here. 17.5 seconds to play. Hawkins with a one-point lead. State tournament berth is on the line here tonight. There's a bounce pass to Maggie Stump. They get it into the offensive zone, and now Andy Ansbach again wants to call a timeout. So they got the ball now back in their offensive zone. They will inbound it from the near sideline with 12.8 seconds remaining. We've got a timeout. We'll see what the Crusaders come up with here. 12.8 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's St. Cecilia 37, Grand Island Central Catholic 36.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Central Catholic now with 12.8 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. They're trailing by 1 point, 37-36. St. Cecilia with two fouls to give. That would get them up to six. The seventh one would send them to the line. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Central Catholic in the event of a jump ball. Maggie Stump will play things in. They will get it away now to Liz McGowan. There's the first foul. They get it into McGowan, and she's going to be fouled immediately here by Cherise Farmer. That's going to be her third. That's going to be the fifth team foul on St. Cecilia. Now we're down to 11.6 seconds to play. So almost 2 seconds clicked off of the clock right there. And Central Catholic will inbound the ball again. And now what happened? They stepped over the line, inbounded the ball. Maggie Stump steps over the inbound line here on the near sideline to inbound the basketball. That's a turnover on Central Catholic. St. Cecilia's got the ball with 11 seconds to play. The Hawkettes will inbound. They get it to Cherise Farmer. She's in backcourt, and she's going to be fouled into play. So Central Catholic turns the ball over here with 11 seconds to play. On the near sideline, inbounding the basketball. They stepped over the line. St. Cecilia will get it. That's only the, sixth team foul now in Central Catholic. So St. Cecilia will play it in with 8.8 seconds to play. They get it to Schmidt. Schmidt drives. Bounce pass goes to Nikla. Her shot is up there. It's good. St. Cecilia is going to win. Morgan Nikla gets the field goal. And time runs out. St. Cecilia is going to win the basketball game 39-36. The Hawkettes win the Class C1 Sub-District 6 Championship. They will move on now to the District Championship coming up a week from tomorrow night against the winner of the ball game going on tonight between Columbus SCOTUS and Raymond Central. So Hastings St. Cecilia, they survive here tonight thanks to a turnover with 11 seconds to play on Grand Island Central Catholic, inbounding the ball off of the near sideline, coming out of a timeout. They turn the ball over as they stepped over the sideline. St. Cecilia gets it on the turnover, and then Morgan Nikla hitting a jumper right at the buzzer there for insurance, and Hastings St. Cecilia survives here tonight. The Hawkettes beat Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 39-36. We'll come back with the totals right after this.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia survives here tonight over Grand Island Central Catholic. Final score of 39-36. As the Hawkettes move on to the district championship ball game coming up next week against either Columbus Scotus or Raymond Central. That ball game being held tonight in Seward. Central Catholic came from 10 points down in the second half of play, eventually tied the score with 5:26 to play in the ball game. Then they went ahead at the 4:51 mark, went ahead 36-33. St. Cecilia came back to a 36-35 with a minute 18 seconds to play. Hawkettes then going ahead on a driving layup by Abby Jackson with 17.5 seconds to play. Central Catholic worked the ball into their offensive zone. They had it with just a couple of tenths of a second, less than 12 seconds, as they were inbounding the ball on the near sideline, and they stepped over the sideline inbounding the ball. It was a turnover. St. Cecilia then had to run out the clock. They got the ball inbounded. Central Catholic fouled once. Next time, St. Cecilia took the ball down the floor. Got it to Morgan Nicola, and she puts down the final bucket there for St. Cecilia. And the Hawkettes win it tonight over Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 39-36. Maggie Stump ends up scoring 17 points for Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. Liz McGowan had 6. Erin Sorahan had 5 points. 4 for Jamie Partington and 4 for Katie Brand. Central Catholic will end their season with a mark of 15 wins and 9 losses. Hastings St. Cecilia improves to 18-4. They were led tonight by Chanel Farmer. She comes up with 11 points in the ball game. Abby Jackson had 10. Lexi Schmidt had 8. Morgan Nicola had 8 points. And Tessa Kalupa had 2. Again, Centura has beaten Minden tonight in basketball action. Final score of 45-43. So the two wild cards in Class C1 are pretty much spoken for. They'll go to Minden and Sandy Creek as both of those teams losing in the sub-district. So this was an all-important basketball game for St. Cecilia. There was no wild cards left if the Hawkins would have lost this ball game, but they come back in the final seconds to beat Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 39-36. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
If you have a late winter or spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes the St. Cecilia and area athletes good luck and good sportsmanship in their tournament games. Dykus Painting in Hastings.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
the Tiger Gym. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight, 39-36 over Grand Island Central Catholic, and this is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, Chanel Farmer leading the way for the Hawkins tonight. She scores 11 points in the ball game. Chanel Farmer had a couple of three-point field goals, had a two-point field goal and another two-point field goal, and she was one out of two from the free throw line tonight. Chanel Farmer leading the way with 11 points. Abby Jackson had four field goals, and she was two out of two from the free throw line. She scores 10 points, and then Lexi Schmidt and Morgan Nicholas scoring 8 points apiece, all candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Abby Jackson. She comes up with 10 points in the ball game, but nothing bigger than the field goal she hit at the 17-second mark of the fourth quarter. That gave St. Cecilia the lead, 37-36. Morgan Nicklin coming down in the final tenths of a second to hit the final one there for St. Cecilia. But Abby Jackson gave the Hawkins the lead and eventually the win here tonight. She's going to be our player of the game. Jackson also pulling down three rebounds in the basketball game. So Abby Jackson, our player of the game tonight, as Hastings St. Cecilia beats Grand Island Central Catholic by the score of 39-36. Coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the Coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Back here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High, Hastings St. Cecilia wins the sub-district championship tonight as they knock off Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 39-36 in a ball game that goes right to the wire. And assistant coach P.J. Henry will join us on the postgame show. And, Coach, hey, not our A game tonight, but we'll take it.
Won't we? Well, we'll take it, yes, you bet. I'm getting a little bit old for this stuff. You know, but they kept fighting back and fighting hard. And after some adversity there when we got up by 10 and then got outscored 13-0, I believe. But they kept fighting back and pulled her out. So
I'll tell you what, we'll
pretty
take
excited.
Talk about the last couple of seconds of the ball game. First of all, the game-winning shot, which turned out to be Abby Jackson driving to the hole and getting the bucket. You had some time. You had to bring it up to four. Was that the case? You wanted Abby to penetrate and take it to the hole?
We wanted somebody to take it to the hole. You know, we didn't designate anybody, but sometimes we kind of back off and nobody takes charge, and somebody needs to take charge. And And I believe that maybe the girl from Grand Island might have been at a bad defensive angle, and Abby's been around long enough, she recognized it and went right to the hole. And put her in.
Yeah, we scored, and that gave us a 37-36 lead. Then Central Catholic had a chance to get a shot away, but then they turned the ball over here on the near sideline. Just talk about the last couple of seconds when you guys were actually playing defense to try to prevent a game-winning shot there.
Well, we were going to run some dribble off and foul them because we had some fouls to give, just kind of go that way about it. But then did she go over and back? Is that what happened? Everything was just going so fast there for a while. So we just told the girls, you know, just don't lose anybody and get your stance and give it everything you got, and we'll see what happens. So
we had that turnover, and then Morgan Nicola hitting the final shot there for St. Cecilia to give you the final margin of victory there at 39-36. But that one had to feel good. Like we said, this was not your A game. You turned the ball over 27 times in the contest, but you found a way. You just hung around and scrapped to the win here tonight.
Well, and GICC is a good team, you know, and it's just like back when we played Sutton. When you play teams like that, you want to be there at the end to give yourself a chance to win, and sometimes it turns out and sometimes it don't. And tonight it was in our favor. So
Central Catholic, again, played a variety of defenses against you guys. Did that cause you guys some problems?
I believe it did, yeah. Andy does a great job over there. And you know, they're athletic, they're tall, they fight hard. You know, it's a good battle when we get together with them. And like I said, Andy just does a good job. I think they switched their defenses to three or four different, and they do it quick sometimes, and they do it well.
Was our problem offensively just trying to recognize what defense we were in and what we tried to
run? We worked about the last week real hard on penetrating the seams and stuff, and sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't. Yeah, you just keep plugging away, it's a big game, a huge game. Everybody's nervous, and
including the coaches.
Including the coaches, yes.
Talk about the defensive job you guys did. Maggie Stump scored 17, but Liz McGowan had only 6 points in the basketball game for tonight. Jimmy Partington had only 4. So the big shooters we talked about during the pregame show, you basically shut down tonight.
We broke down the tape and broke it down again, and Coach Kyle's wife brought to his attention something we missed. I don't know how, but we did. When they penetrate, I believe it's Brand, likes to penetrate down the lane, and they clear out to the left because she just loves to go right. So we either Tess or somebody, we had them play what we call sniper to get over there and help, because we didn't. There was a couple girls when they came in, we didn't think they didn't really want to shoot the ball, so we would back off them a little bit and sneak somebody in. And you know, I think we did a good job. The girls did a good job of shutting down the penetrating to the hoop the first time we played them. I mean, time and time again. And then when we pressed this time, we let them catch it and then played defense. First time we like get right up on them, and this time we backed off a little bit. Let them catch it and then play, and then they weren't able to. I think they probably got 10, 12 points last time we played them off of a give and go just right full court. And so and I think girls did a good job of.
So strike one up for the coach's life.
Well, we'll give Shelly a shout out there. And then like I said, we about the last week and a half, you know, we weren't overlooking our first game, but you know, you kind of got to look into the future a little bit because it comes quick. And so you got to prepare for both. And
you don't know how close you guys were, my man, as we were watching the scores come in when Minden got upset here tonight, and you guys were trailing in the ball game. You don't know how close you were to checking.
I know. Yeah.
Uniforms.
The
tomorrow.
Uniforms. Yeah. And the weather's good enough. I'd probably been golfing, but we'll just
get ready for it.
Yeah, week? We're gonna shop around for some recent film on SCOTUS because it's been their first game of the year for us, and they've definitely playing a lot better, so we're going to get some information on him.
That'll be next Friday.
That'll be next Friday, sir.
Savor this one, my man. We'll see you next week.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, P.J. Henry, the assistant coach for Hastings St. Cecilia, the Hawkins, hanging on here tonight as they knock off Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 39-36. Got a final word right after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
All right, here's what we have. Hastings St. Cecilia is 17 out of 35 tonight for 49%. Grand Island Central Catholic was 13 out of 38 for 34%. St. Cecilia on three-pointers, 2 out of 7 for 29%. Central Catholic hit only 2 out of 13 for 15%. St. Cecilia out-rebounding Grand Island Central Catholic 17 to 14. Hawkins came down with 5 offensive boards, 12 on defense. Grand Island Central Catholic with 4 on offense, 10 on defense. Hastings St. Cecilia committing 27 turnovers in the ball game here tonight and got out of here with a win. Central Catholic with 19 turnovers. Central Catholic had 20 steals in the ball game compared to 8 for Hastings St. Cecilia. From the free throw line, the Hawkettes were 3 out of 5 for 60%. Central Catholic 6 out of 8 for 75%. Each team with a blocked shot in the basketball game here tonight. Again, the Hawkettes led 11-6 at the end of the first quarter, 23-15 at halftime. Hawkins got out to a 25-15 lead early in the third before Central Catholic came back. It was still a 10-point ball game at 33-23 at the end of three quarters. And then in the fourth, Central Catholic came back, tied the ball game up at 33 points apiece with 5:26 remaining. Pulled ahead 36-33. St. Cecilia getting a field goal to make it 36-35. Then Abby Jackson giving the Hawkins the lead with 17 seconds to play on a driving layup, 37-36. Central Catholic with a crucial turnover late. Morgan Nicola getting an insurance basket at the end, and the Hawkettes win it tonight by the score of 39-36. So St. Cecilia moves on to the district championship ball game next Friday night against either Columbus Scotus or Raymond Central. Those two teams played tonight at Seward, and Central Catholic finishes the season with a mark of 15 wins and 9 losses. Tomorrow night, it's the final regular season game for the St. Cecilia boys basketball team. We'll be in the Carroll as the Hawks will take on the Centurions of Centura. It'll be airtime at about 7:30, 7:45 for the tip-off here on 1230 KHAS. And a final score, St. Cecilia 39, Grand Island Central Catholic 36. For my statistician, Gene Shaw, and my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.